The Brewers and Padres continuing their series from San Diego on Wednesday. Matt Garza starting for Milwaukee and Travis Shaw back in the lineup after missing two games with a swollen right finger. In the top of the first, Shaw is back in the lineup and he's up with first and second one down facing San Diego starter Yolish Chacin.
Travis Shaw, first at bat, doesn't skip a beat. Up the middle, a base hit. And Sogard will score as Travis Shaw just doing what he's been doing all season here for the Brewers as he picks up his 32nd RBI and another first inning run for the crew.
Matt Garza has been very good against the Padres, 3-0 in four starts.
10th pitch of the at bat coming up. And 10 is what Matt needs to get the strikeout. Payoff pitch. Chance for Arcia. Nice hop for him, and that's it. The triple causes no damage as Garza gets out of it, and his team's still up 1-0 after five. His twice fly to Broxton in center. And another fly ball to center. Long run, Broxton, and he can't get it. It gets by him. Myers around third. He'll try to score. The throw from Santana goes through everybody. To the backstop, but Garza is there. Solarte to second, and this game is tied.
3-1. Line drive back up the middle, base hit by Bandy. Shaw comes in to score, and the Brewers take a 2-1 lead.
Here it comes. He struck him out. Corey Knebel in shutdown mode here tonight as the Brewers win it. On the strength of a two-run ninth inning, and Knebel, after giving up a leadoff walk, that was it. He shut the door.
Jed Bandy's go-ahead single in the top of the ninth inning helps the Brewers to a 3-1 victory over the Padres on Wednesday. Milwaukee takes over first place in the NL Central. Second save for Corey Knebel out of the Milwaukee bullpen. The Padres waste a great effort from Yolish Chacin, who struck out 8 over 7 innings, retiring 19 straight batters at one point. The Brewers won for the fifth time in 6 games. Here's Milwaukee manager Craig Counsell.
I think anytime you get into games like that on the road where, you get late and it's tied and the other team's got the last chance at it, those are tough games to win. And I mean, both starters were really on point today. Chacin, we didn't do anything off him after the first inning. Obviously, his off speed pitches were really good. He was in command with his slider and his curveball. They were really, really good. So, we put together a good inning at the end. Travis kind of cued one, but then we just had enough. Had enough on the other balls, so Mingo had a nice at bat, line drive, and did enough. So it's a good win. You take it how you can get it.
Chacin had put together a start like that earlier in the season, but he had some bad ones too. He's got a track record. Was it kind of unexpected with how he?
No, I mean, I thought, like a lot of games, like we talk about, I thought he was a little vulnerable in the first inning, and then when he got his, when he got his breaking balls going. He was really good. So he's been good in this park so far this year. He's got good games in him. He's pitched well before, and when he has that slider going and that curveball going together, you can see our right-handers specifically were struggling with it.
How nice is it to see Matt in this group? Quality.
I mean, he's a little bit unsung in this whole thing so far this year, but he's pitched very, very well and really solidified that spot. And he just keeps going out there and doing it, And then 6 strong innings, and it's been, I think that's 4 in a row where he's gone 6 innings at least. So just quality starts again. And, the run he gave up is a play Keon tell you he should make. It was great stuff.
The other night it was the lights that got him. Did it look –
Yeah, I think that's one where, I think one of Keon's last steps is, he it's a ball you're trying so hard to get to that it becomes hard instead of smooth a little bit going after it. So you're bouncing around a little bit, and the ball gets a little, bounces around on you. So, you know, it's not it's not for lack of effort for sure. He's just going after it. Maybe, you know, going after it smooth is you know, is the next step for him a little bit with some of these balls.
Realizing it's still very early, first place Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central, is that of any meaning to you at this point?
You know what does a game like tonight means is just, you know, finding different ways to win. You know, tonight was the pitching. I mean, Jacob Barnes was – that was probably my favorite part of the night is how he threw the baseball, because he threw the baseball really well tonight. That is – that's the kind of guy we saw in the first month of the season. That was, you know, to me, one of his better outings of the season. So, you know, it's about winning games different ways. Tonight the pitching staff delivered and carried the load tonight, and – you know, what excites me is that we win games in different ways, because that means that as we go on through the season, we got, you know, different tools to put together wins.
You've talked about that too, just with the offensive side, you can put up a big number, but you can also grind out at bats when you had to.
Yeah, I mean, we did that in the ninth inning. I mean, you know, Keon just putting that ball in play, you know, that's important, you know, just put the ball in play. And then he didn't hit it hard, but he hit it in a place where, you know, they just had to get the out at first. Was that Keon that did that, or was that Arcia? It was Arcia, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, that's an example of it tonight. And there wasn't a lot of hits to be had tonight, but we made it work.
The Brewers take over first place in the NL Central after a 3-1 victory over the Padres on Wednesday in San Diego. Jed Bandy's single in the top of the ninth was the eventual game-winning RBI. Here's Bandy's reaction.
Jolys Chacín had retired 19 straight batters before you drew the walk in the seventh, and then you come up with the single here in the ninth. How much did you guys have to just grind out at bats tonight?
Yeah, you know, Chacín did a great job. You know, it was tough to pick up the whole night, and we just, you know, try to get the next guy up, and I was the guy, and, you know, I got the hit, so it worked out for us.
Matt Garza, terrific again tonight, his fourth straight quality start. What was the game plan coming into tonight?
You know, just get ahead, you know, keep guys off balance, you know, not give them too many of the same looks, and he did a great job for us tonight for sure.
Corey Knebel, two more strikeouts tonight to close out this game. How much confidence do you guys have in him, and especially for you behind the plate, when he comes into the game in a safe situation?
Oh, man, he's been great for us. I'm just really glad he's on our side so we don't have to face that guy. But, when he comes out, you know, everyone's confidence is up, and he's been doing a great job for us.
The series continues on Thursday with Milwaukee's Zach Davies taking on Jared Cozart of the Padres.